Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital, is joining us because I don't know about you, but the details came out about the new COVID booster. And I'm like, I don't know. Do I get this? What do I wait for? Yeah, I can't even imagine how many questions you are bombarded with every time there's a change in COVID and how we treat it. Thank you for joining us, Doc.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk to you. So is it identified as bivalent or how do you even say it?
Yeah, it's bivalent. Okay. Bivalent. And it's called bivalent because this vaccination, which has been approved by FDA, and right now as we're speaking, CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunizations is meeting to talk about this bivalent vaccine. So there's two things in this vaccine. There's what we've already been vaccinated against, which is what we call the ancestral virus. That's the original virus. We go back to March 2020, if we can remember that far back.
Right.
That's the so that we're going to be immunized again against that. And that's been like our primary vaccine, and the boosters that we've gotten, it's been against that. So we're going to get a booster against the original form of the COVID virus. Plus the bivalent part is B4, B5. So the Omicron that we've been dealing with since the winter, the predominant variant of this Omicron is B4 and B5. In the state of Illinois right now, it's close to 90% of the COVID infections are due to B4 and B5. So we're going to be vaccinated against those two subvariants as well.
And Dr. Copen, is B1 gone? Do people even show up with that form of COVID anymore?
Very rarely. It is around. We're just not seeing much of it. The state of Illinois, through the Illinois Department of Public Health, publishes every week its analysis of which viruses is around, and we're not seeing the B1. It's all Omicron and its various subvariants right now. But the thinking is, and FDA spent a lot of time working on this, getting boosted against the original virus is going to help protect us from getting really sick against any virus that might arise from that original virus. So there's enough immunity that we developed from the vaccine that's why they wanted us to get a booster against the original one. And I really think that's a great idea.
Everyone, except for two people that I know that were identified as Novids, they had never had COVID, recently got it. It seems like it was just hitting everybody that had not yet had it. Is it going to get worse as we go into the fall and the winter months?
Well, it sure seems impossible for that to happen, doesn't it,
yeah,
Lisa?
Yeah.
Right? Like you say, it's pretty much everybody we know, including people who hadn't had it to their knowledge up until now, seem to have gotten it. This B5, which is the predominant subvariant now in Illinois, it's really highly infectious. But I'm willing to bet that the people you know who got it, they had a cold, maybe a flu-like syndrome, and they got better, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because they were vaxxed and boosted.
Right. And it's really important. That's really, really important. So I think we can expect that B4, B5 is still going to be around as we get into the fall and the winter. Is it possible that there's going to be some new thing that arises? I mean, think about how many times this SARS-CoV-2 virus has just surprised us in
yes.
March of 2020, right? So I'm not willing to say that it's not going to surprise us again, but it sure feels like we're getting to a good place right now.
Good.
Right? We have a lot of immunity out there. We have a lot of immunity out there. Vaccinations, natural infection, and I think that's going to serve us well as we get through the fall and into the winter.
One last question from somebody on our text line. I'm just getting over COVID. When can I get the new vaccine?
So CDC is going to give us guidance. We don't have it yet, but my suspicion is they'll say wait about 90 days after you've had the infection and then go ahead and get the new vaccine.
And for the rest of us, will this be available pretty soon, or is it available now in Chicago?
Yeah, so they're starting to ship it right now. Both Moderna and Pfizer, the manufacturers of the two mRNA vaccines that will be approved hopefully by later today, tomorrow at the latest by CDC. They're manufacturing this stuff like crazy. They're going to start to ship it. So we should be seeing it at our pharmacies and at city clinics pretty quickly.
Thank you for the update, Dr. Copen.
Anytime, Lisa. Everybody take good care out there. Bye-bye.
I like that guy, Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He is from Northwestern Medicine at Lake Forest Hospital. Hey, coming up next, the newsroom temperature check. Don't forget, it is a thank you Thursday. Just tell us about the hard workers. We're getting text messages about children that are hard workers, people that work for the scouts in hospitals. Who do you identify as a hard worker? Who do you want to thank? We'll do a public thank you in about 30 minutes. It's our thank you Thursday on Chicago's Afternoon News. So you can do one of two things. You can send us a text message at 312-981-7200 or leave us a voicemail and tell us a quick story about that person that you identify as a hard worker. It's Labor Day Monday. Hopefully everybody gets a little time off over the weekend. That number for the voicemail, 312-222-5050. Time for a check on weather and traffic. It is sponsored by youchicagomed.org.